This is very significant because, Peter, we have having a lot of tensions around the upcoming elections since immediately after the previous election, 2018, the by-election in 2019, we are tensions. And that is where we came in 2020, you know, to work with the electoral commissions to help them organize peaceful by-elections in communities up to 2022, where they organized 22 by-elections. For the very first time in the history of Sierra Leone, we are unable to, you know, cancel by-elections results, or neither those results we are not challenged. So building up to the 2023 elections, a lot of tensions around socio-economic issues, human rights issues. And so it was definitely a great idea, you know, for the two major political party presidential candidates actually to sign this pledge in front of Sierra Leoneans and also our development partners.
Well, Abdul, some Sierra Leoneans have expressed concern, especially with some of the skirmishes between supporters of the governing party and the main opposition party. Why has this been so?
Well, basically, this is not a new phenomenon when it comes to our country politics. Since we return back to multi-party democracy, you know, the ruling party and the opposition, whether it's the SFPP or the APC in the ruling or in the oppositions, will always have these high tensions. But it's getting more tenser and tense, you know, to a point that, you know, our people are really suffocated and frustrated with the current political atmosphere in our country. We are now seeing ourselves deeply divided, either by a regional bloc or a tribal bloc, you know, when it comes to politics.
Well, I understand Paramount Chiefs hailed the move, but how are Sierra Leoneans reacting to the signing of this pledge?
Peter, this is not the first time we're having politicians actually signing pledges. We saw that in 2018, then there was also violence during our elections. Then immediately after the 2018 elections, a peace committee was set up, comprises of both the main opposition members and also the ruling party members. They were asked to go into an investigation, what actually triggered, you know, the election violence and the post-election violence. And then both political parties failed to share with the general public the outcome of those reports. And coming back to the Paramount Chiefs, these people are supposed by our traditions and law to serve as the custodians of our local communities. And they are banned not to get a direct involvement with politics. But we have been seeing them over the years, not only this time around, previously. I mean, making a clear declaration for a political party or a political party candidate as their own choice. And that really scares the other, you know, opponent of that very candidate that they have endorsed openly, for them not to go into those communities, because those Paramount Chiefs have authority, you know, over their subjects in those communities.
The pledge is supposed to reinforce existing national efforts towards peaceful election processes, national cohesion, like you said, and a stable political environment within the country. But do you see this happening?
Yes. What we are looking forward to as a country, we want actually, you know, the outcome of this signing of the peace pledge to be sustainable. But we are also skeptical about, you know, the sustainability of this based on the commitment of political parties. What the leaders will sign or share in the room is quite different what their supporters will do on the ground. So currently, we are in a campaign month. Campaigns are going around the country, you know, but we are still getting reports of political violence, political intimidations. So we hope that the signing of this peace pledge today will actually trickle down to our different communities across the country, because our engagement with the communities, like the market women, persons with disabilities, one of the great things we take from them is that they want to witness a peaceful elections come 2023 June.